Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled, What Now? Sodomite Marriage Response. This is part 3 of 3. We've got an audio thing on Tony Campolo. I think we called him the forerunner. No, the ambassador to Sodom. So verse 23 says, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. In other words, they created a God in their own image. The Jesus that a lot of your relatives and friends talk about isn't the real Jesus. It's one they made up. And then the image made like unto man, and then some people, like to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, they're worshiping nature. Nature. Universe. Universe is God. We are God. We are one with the universe. All that stuff.
Witchcraft.
And more as you see the Sodomites come out of the closet, you're also seeing an increase in the witches coming out of the closet. Without a broom. Verse 24. Read that. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Say something controversial, but it's true. You can take it or leave it. The majority of the homosexuals you know are already gone. But see, we don't know which ones are which. So we will continue to preach the gospel. But I'm here to tell you, there's a reason why you hardly ever see a genuine conversion of a sodomite. You just read why. God gave them up to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. It gets worse. What I just said is confirmed in the next verse. Read verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Stop there for a second. Love doesn't win. Vile affections wins. Did you get that, what I just said?
Yes.
Love wins? No, love didn't win. That's not love. It's vile affections. That's what God says homosex is. Every sodomite marriage, every sodomite relationship, all sodomite sex, vile affections, not love. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. We call that lesbianism. Verse 27, read it. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now let me tell you something. Men with men. Everybody says, oh, that Old Testament passage isn't just in the Old Testament. You just read it right here in the New Testament.
Yes.
And men with men working that which is unseemly, it's disgusting.
Amen.
It's against nature. Look what it says, leaving the natural use of the woman. It's against nature. It's disgusting. Receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, AIDS. Not everybody that has AIDS is homo. Only about 98% of them are.
Right.
The fact that some heterosexuals can contract a disease doesn't mean it's not a gay disease. They called it GRIDS originally. Gay-related immunodeficiency syndrome. Some heterosexuals have problem with their bowels, but they call it because it's so rampant, they got a name for it. It's the gay bowel syndrome. If you're ever around a homosexual who smells like crap all the time, it's not your imagination. They've so abused themselves, they can't hold their crap in. I was introduced to that at work, working next to a homo, and I stunk and smelled like crap all day long. It's a filthy lifestyle. It's disgusting. It's abuse. I'll just say one word and move on. Fisting. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, look at this, what's it say? Don't get mad at me. Look at it. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Listen. I don't know. When I'm talking to 100 different sodomites, I don't know whether all of them are gone or not. But I do know most of them are. But I will preach the gospel to them. But if they start their vile, filthy mouths like they did on Morrison High, I tell them, you're going to hell.
Yep. It's true.
Because it's true.
Yes,
you may not have the spine to do it, but I will.
Amen.
I'll preach the gospel, but when you start, you respond like a devil, I'm going to inform you of your future. One last grasp of warning you of hell, and maybe if you're not already reprobate, you might listen. Most of them won't. It then describes being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers. If you don't know that that's describing the whole sodomite lifestyle, you haven't hung around them. I've worked with them, gone to school with them, I've seen them constantly, and I know what it's like dealing with the domestic violence in that so-called lifestyle. It's about 75% higher than in heterosexual couples. That describes Sodom. Folks, go back and read Genesis 19. They surrounded Lot's house so they could rape a couple of men. Verse 30, backbiters. Look at that. Look at it. Haters of God. Despiteful, and what's that?
Proud.
Gay pride. Boasters. Inventors of evil things, and that's just talking about perversion. Disobedient to parents, without understanding. Covenant breakers, it'll be a joke, this gay marriage thing. There's going to be divorce like you would not believe.
Lawyers,
they're going to make a killing off of this. But it says love, right?
No,
it doesn't.
Without natural
affection. Sodom is not natural. It's without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Now, I want to read verse 32, but right before you do, I want you to understand something. If anyone here today, anyone listening by way of internet or radio or however, if you accommodate or in any way support this sodomite lifestyle, this is you. Right here.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And you women, you got friends. Oh, but they're lesbian, but they're my friend. You got it in you.
That's right.
The right circumstances, you'll be in bed. And I say that having in the past denied that, even though it says it right here. But I denied it and then saw it come to fruition. Just wait long enough. I've seen married women standing for the Lord who have married men who support Sodom. And they couldn't understand it until 5, 6, 7 years down the road, they caught their man with another man. Then they understood it. And you preachers who support this stuff, there's only one of two things about you. You're either a hireling or a sodomite in the closet. Preachers who are supporting this are hirelings or they themselves are guilty of it. Now, this the only way I can handle this, folks, is it's been an intense morning, and I'm going to show you this. I'm not saying this to be mean, I'm just telling you this because it's a fact. If you don't want a pastor who's going to stand out in front of the world with this sign, leave. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Amen.
I don't want to have you embarrassed about me in front of your family. If you're going to be embarrassed with a pastor out on the streets of Columbus saying the truth, homosexuals are not born that way. Homosexuals choose sexual sin. Choose life instead. Jesus died for your sin, was buried and rose from the dead. Believe on Him and be saved. If that embarrasses you, save yourself the embarrassment and leave. And the preachers who are... because I know they watch. And I know they listen. And you preachers, shame on you, cowards.
Amen.
Where are you at? I'm on the streets of Columbus, not just always preaching. I mean, just driving around. I don't see you. And I ask the people that go to your churches, you don't have the guts.
Amen.
Amen.
And what I'm saying is this. We're in this predicament because of cowards, not because of queers. There's always been queers. There's always been the sodomites. And go back and study Greek and Roman culture. The men were married and had their little boy toys. It's always been about pederasty. It's always been that way. The difference is American men are cowards. And I face these men who don't have the guts to tell their wives to shut their mouths when their wives come out in support of it. And the women who have, because of one of their children turning sodomite, suddenly it's okay. Hey, listen, lady, I don't care if you have 7 sons and all of them are queers, it's still an abomination. And you ought to love your boys enough to tell them the truth. Mother. I held back. I wanted to preach that on Mother's Day.
Amen.
Mother's Day, when you're a mother and you're a Christian mother, you will tell your children the truth.
Amen.
I, and I'm a, I don't play, folks. I got 2 daughters right now, I'm here to tell you, who are in sin. And they know it. That's why they don't come around the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they come around, I'm not going to yell at them. They know good and well I wouldn't embarrass them. I never have. But I'm going to tell them the truth. And they don't want to hear it. And I've got cousins putting that filthy gay fag flag thing on Facebook in front of your face. Done. And you invite me to some family gathering, expect me to show up smiling, ain't happening. This is serious business. You're destroying this nation and you're making it hell for all the younger children in our family.
Amen.
Now, I grew up with a bunch of nice Christians who went to Christmas and Easter things and everything and never offended anybody. Those days are over. Now, I feel a bit of... I'm going to be honest with you. I feel a bit of rage. And so I have to let you in on something. How do I control that? By being reminded of who our God is.
Amen.
Sometimes I'm out on the street and they try to run me over. They're screaming at me. And I say, you'll go to hell. Well, I'm not trying to make myself look like a saint. I mean, we're all saints anyway. Amen?
Yes.
We're all saved. We're saints. But I mean, you know, in the Catholic sense, you know. But I'm being honest, though. I mean, I do. I make myself pray for them.
Yes.
Almost run over me. You'll go to hell. Lord, save them.
Amen.
I don't even want them. I don't want anybody in hell.
Amen.
Nobody.
Not made for them.
Yeah, I didn't make it for them. And so when I see these relatives of mine, they make me so sick. Some of them got my blood, DNA. And I pray, Lord, save them. I don't want them in hell. I don't want this nation going into the pit like it is. But at the same time then, I step back and say, but It's hard to put in words, folks, but you can have that feeling, but at the same time have joy. Because at the same time, he wrote a book thousands of years ago and said, hey, you people who are going to live in the last days, this is what it's going to be like. And he's nailed it. Amen. God has nailed it, and he says, look at this. I am. God has proven he is the God of prophecy. And he is in control, folks. As out of control as the world wants to get, God is in control. I kind of got this feeling after 45 battery closed. I know I've kept you a little longer, but you have to forgive me. This will be a three-part message when we put it on the internet. But you know, when you look at everything going on and you see that how God has worked in your life, I don't know about you, I'm talking about me, but the way God's worked, it's almost like we're going to see everything just at a boiling point. Rage! Out of here! And I hope the Lord forgives me on the way up when I say, kiss off! Because by then you've made your choice, folks. By then you've made your choice. But up to that point, folks, make yourself see things from the biblical perspective and try to keep some sense of pity for these people. And show them love when you can. And give them a helping hand. Even if you have the an ulterior motive, because Paul said by doing that you heap coals of fire on their head. Yeah. But still do it. And I want to thank everybody for being here if you never come back. But if you do come back, I want you to know I appreciate having some family. I'm blessed beyond a lot of you. I've got good Christian parents that I can talk to about these things, and we don't have disagreement on these things, but a lot of my family, I had unfriended 40-some people over the last 3 days over this in Facebook. People I went to school with, grew up with, family. And so I'm thankful I still have some family. My brother and my sister, their spouses. You know, I'm spoiled compared to a lot of people in that sense. But I live hours away from them. So it's wonderful to have this family. And folks, if there's something wrong in your life, get it right and get busy. Get it right, get it settled, and just live for the Lord and look up for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. We're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us these truths, first of all, that we can see what's going on and not be shocked and not be in doubt or disarray. We can see exactly what's going on because you've given us the wisdom of your word. And I thank you for everyone here and those all over the country. There's a remnant of believers in every city, even the small towns. There's a remnant of believers. And we thank you for that. And Lord, just pray you give us the grace. Help us to maintain our sense of sanity, a sense of humor, in order to keep that sanity. And to trust you, Lord, that's admittedly the hardest part, is to stop trying to control things and to trust you. And Lord, pray that everyone here can walk out of here with the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that your word is true, and this is just confirming that. We have your spirit in us. We have your plan of the ages laid out before us. And we know that in the end, it will be nothing but glory. And all glory will be due to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stand and let's sing that blessing again.
The Lord bless thee.
The Lord bless thee.
and keep thee. The Lord make his grace shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee. And keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. And be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up. His countenance on thee and give thee peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. And all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Join me.
Promise a sinner paradise. It was a day like no other day, the day that Jesus died. "It is finished," he cried with a loud voice. His soul was satisfied. His work now complete. He laid down his life on his own. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And Jesus gave up the ghost. Truly this was the Son of God, the Roman centurion said. They laid Jesus in a rich man's tomb, it was sealed. But he rose. The cross, they heard the cries, the Son of God was crucified. His blood paid sin's full price. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.